this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. BXQ350 may not mean anything to you when you hear it out of context, but that alphanumeric code could be a cure for cancer. It's the name given to the drug developed by Covington-based Bexion Pharmaceuticals. In clinical trials, the drug showed promising results in adult patients, and now pediatric cancer patients will try it. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss is Bexion Pharmaceuticals President and CEO Ray Takagiku. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you. Glad to be here,
Michael. Absolutely. So glad you could make some time because you all are doing some really exciting work at Bexion. And for those of you listening, if you've ever had any questions about how this type of drug is developed and what it could be used for, give us a call, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll look for your comments and your tweets there and try to get some of those in the show as well. Ray, this drug right now is known as BXQ350. So just take us to the beginning about how the research into this began.
Well, I wish I could have been there when the initial observations were met. It was an accidental discovery, a surreptitious discovery by a researcher at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. His name was Xiaoyang Qi. Dr. Qi is currently in the cancer program at University of Cincinnati. He was studying rare genetic disorders in newborns, and one of them is a form of disease called Gaucher's. It's a lysosomal storage disease, and a protein that was involved in that disease is called Sapsin C. And he was trying to figure out what the functions of that protein were and accidentally stumbled upon this anti-cancer activity. And he was fortunate enough to get a small grant from a patient advocacy group, Cancer Free Kids, and was able to do some animal work. And I came along a couple years after the initial observations. A colleague of mine, I was at Procter & Gamble Pharmaceuticals. A colleague of mine was doing a master's program at Xavier University and said, "Ray, I think you need to take a look at this." And we did, and we didn't know what was going on, but it looked really intriguing. And Cincinnati Children's was eager to get it out of the lab and into development. So they gave us some seed funding, and we started Bexion Pharmaceuticals.
What is that moment like for you as a researcher when you see whatever it is that you see that looks promising?
It's exciting. It's scary. But, you know, as a scientist, you always look at these things with a little bit of a grain of salt and start to try to poke holes in it, try to see if where the vulnerabilities are. And the remarkable thing about this compound is that the more we looked at it, the better it looked. And quite frankly, I'm not sure I've seen a compound in my career quite like this one.
And how many years ago was this accidental discovery?
So it was around 2004. So it was a long time ago, which speaks to the nature of this kind of business.
Yeah, and I do want to touch on that a little bit more. And what type of cancer specifically do we expect this drug BXQ350 to target?
So that's one of the attributes of the drug is that we believe today, after a lot of work and a lot of research, that it's tumor agnostic. We think that the compound targets general features that are exhibited by all solid tumors, and so the potential application is pretty broad. Now, you know, in order to move a development program forward, you have to focus. And we ended up deciding on some pretty deadly tumors to look at, ones that are in desperate need of better therapies. And the two we originally looked at were pancreatic cancer and a form of brain cancer called glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM. And as it turns out, the National Cancer Institutes were pretty interested in our work and helped us in the early days fund efforts to keep moving the development program forward. In the end, We got more funding for brain cancer for glioblastoma multiforme. So we became known a little bit as a brain tumor company, but we're really broader than that.
So when people write or talk about Bexion, often there are promotions or teases to the stories that a cure for cancer could be coming, a cure for cancer. I mean, is that an accurate description for the type of work you're pursuing?
Well, I think all of us in this industry are looking for cures, right? All of us are looking for a way to attack this deadly C thing. And we're no different. Now, our hope is definitely to save some lives, to make a real meaningful difference to many patients. But a cure is a pretty strong word.
Your firm, Bexion, announced just a few weeks ago that the board of directors and shareholders approved the increase of the Series B preferred stock financing to $25 million. You had, at that moment of the announcement, about $16 million collected. That's a lot of money. How expensive is this research?
So one of the nice things about our company is that I think we've been pretty frugal, but this industry, and particularly development of a compound like ours, which is called a biologic, so pharmaceuticals are kind of split up into two different classes of compounds, one sort of generically called small molecules, like that are generally formed into tablets like aspirin, and then another that are large molecules that are generally injected. And ours are on the large molecule side. And that type of work is generally much, much, much more expensive than small molecule work is. We've raised about 40 plus million in private funding so far, but we're still early in this game. There are widely circulated publications that talk about the cost of bringing a new drug to market, and they've been as high as, over $1 billion. It depends on the therapeutic area, it depends on the compound, but it's safe to say it generally takes hundreds of millions of dollars. And that for large pharma companies also encompasses the cost that they bear for the failures that they have, because most of these therapies never see the light of day. For various reasons, they fail, either because of efficacy or toxic side effects or something else.
513-419-7100 is the number to call with your questions. Let's go to the phones now. We have Bill on the line. Hi, Bill.
Hello. Curious to find out what percentage of medications overall that you investigate actually become a product that actually make it to market.
All right, Bill, we appreciate the call. We'll hang up and let Ray take a stab at that. Is that something that you would know, the percentage of drugs that are investigated that ultimately make it to market?
Yeah, there are a lot of publications on that. Generally speaking, it depends on where you look in the chain. So out of thousands of compounds, some make it into what are called IND studies or regulated animal studies that are on the way towards human studies. But generally, it's about something like between 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 actually make it into people. And after that, maybe one of those out of 10 or one of those out of 30 eventually make it to the market. So, it generally starts with thousands and whittled down to one. So, the nature of this game is to try to figure out those warts as early as you can, so you can stop working on the compounds that it doesn't make sense to work on.
You mentioned that this all started with an accidental discovery by a researcher at Cincinnati Children's, and now the focus of the newer trials will be on pediatric cancer patients. We're going to talk about that as well as some of the successes that you've seen in the trials involving adults after this short break. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WBXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. My guest today is Ray Takagiku. He's the president and CEO of Covington-based Bexion Pharmaceuticals, where a cancer drug is showing some promising results. And Ray, you talked about the accidental discovery that started at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and that was 15 years ago. A lot of progress on this drug has been made since then. You've done some inhuman trials on adults, and now you're in the early stages of pediatric trials. We're told that the results in adults have been positive. In fact, I think one of the words or the phrasing from the company itself was exceeded expectations. What can you tell us about that?
So the phrase exceeded expectations was really about our pace of enrollment in our early phase clinical trials, but
that's people signing up to try to get into this thing.
Yeah, but the phase one trials, which we have been doing in adult so far, is an all-comers trial. So it was open to people who had advanced brain tumors and solid tumors, and these are patients that have been heavily pretreated. So the FDA generally, you know, will not allow intervention for cancers that have standard of care, right? So these patients that have come onto our trial have basically tried standard of care perhaps multiple times even, and now they're failing that. So they're eligible for a clinical trial like ours.
Is it sort of like a last chance?
Yeah, I hate to say that, but, these patients, I think, are really ones in need of hope and potentially life-saving therapy. So that's another conversation about wanting to get more people into clinical trials. But that's a safety trial. So we were able to demonstrate that we've got a very safe and tolerable drug. And being in the cancer space, I think that's a pretty significant finding. We also saw some patients who had evidence of activity. So, you know, statistically speaking, I can't, I'm a scientist again, so I will always speak in with some vagaries, but we were encouraged by some of the patients that were on our trial and continue to be on our trial. So that's why we're moving on to a phase two glioblastoma trial. We'll be opening that up later this year, but it also encouraged us to get into the pediatric population. So we're, again, it's a safety trial, it'll be in a pediatric, but it's going on right now with a pediatric population.
So it's almost like this drug is returning to its roots where it was found at Cincinnati Children's. I believe Cincinnati Children's is involved in this process in some capacity.
It is. Cincinnati Children's is one of our clinical trial sites, and they happen to be the first site that enrolled a patient. So we've had one patient on. We'll be getting another patient on next week. And we're really excited by that.
Bexion has a partnership with another Covington-based company that's involved in this process. They're called CTI. And you all just recently won some awards together, or were nominated as finalists for some awards together. What role does that company play in this?
Yeah, so that's an important point. That, you know, this kind of work does take a village. We're very grateful to the folks that have invested in us and continue to invest in us, and we need quality partners. CTI is a company that manages clinical trials. That's their main job, and so we pick them early on to help manage our trials, and I guess we liked each other enough that they moved just a few blocks down from us now, and we continue to work together as we're moving ahead in more advanced clinical trials.
You know, I'm a Covington kid. Like, I grew up in Covington, you know, and I grew up in that period of time where it was kind of downtrodden and not a lot was going on. That's obviously changed dramatically. But to think that this cancer cure is being pursued by firms that are invested in and located in the city is sort of strange for someone who got to see a different period in the city. I'm just curious, why Covington? Why is this happening in this place?
So that's a good question. There are multiple reasons that, we're obviously in this region because the technology spun out of Cincinnati Children's Hospital. We're in Covington partly for practical reasons. The state of Kentucky has a program matching what are called Phase 1 SBIR grants, and that's kind of the government's venture fund. And companies like ours are able to apply for grants, and early grants are $100,000, $150,000 each. It sounds like a lot of money, but in this business, it's not. But Kentucky matches that kind of funding. And in the early days, that kind of money allowed us to move our program forward more quickly. But, you know, as I moved into Covington, what I discovered is that I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the people. I really enjoyed the neighborhood. And my wife and I live in Covington now.
And I live just a block from your office. And I'm curious what you're doing in there, because the trials are going on elsewhere. What type of work is going on in that building there on Russell Street?
So that building is, it's called CITUS. And it's another partnership that I joined after I left Procter & Gamble Pharmaceuticals. And it's really an incubator space, or really it's lab and office space for other startup companies, other life science companies. It's got a nonprofit now called Biologic, which is really the second floor, and that contains lab space. And Bexion rents lab space at in Biologic.
So we've got these trials going on in both adults and pediatric cancer patients. You're seeing some good results. How far away are we from having this drug on the market?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wish I had a crystal ball. I wish, I don't. All I can say is that we're endeavoring to get it on the market as quickly as we can, as efficiently as we can. Going through this drug development process is a process. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint race. And there are hurdles that we've overcome. There are many more hurdles we have to do. It's hard to predict what clinical trials, the outcomes of those things. So we're just working as hard and as quickly as we can.
Ray Takagiku is the president and CEO of Covington-based Bexion Pharmaceuticals. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us today.
It was delightful. Thanks very much, Michael.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. After repeated traffic crashes in which pedestrians were injured or killed, a Cincinnati city councilman is calling for the adoption of Vision Zero. It would be a shift in how the city approaches safety and mobility. We'll explore what that means. And we talk with a local eighth grader fresh from the Girls in Government event, plus Virginia Woolf's Social Justice Legacy, a preview of the upcoming International Conference on the Author here in Cincinnati. Tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.